crime survivors and advocacy groups are working together to support the Battle Justice Legislative Package. And our guest today is Chelsea Miller, the Communications Director for the New York State Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me.
On March 9th, 2021, the Fair and Timely Parole Bill got voted to pass by the New York Assembly Corrections Committee. Can you please speak what is the Fair and Timely Parole Bill?
Yeah, and first, it's really important to know what the current standard is. So currently, the parole board often denies people parole based on the one thing they can never change, which is their original crime of conviction. It essentially resentences people to years or decades of more prison time. The Fair and Timely Parole Bill, you know, if passed and if signed into law, will require the parole board to grant parole release to incarcerated people who are eligible for release on parole, unless that individual presents a current and reasonable risk to community safety, which cannot be mitigated by parole supervision. The legislation grants the parole board discretion to review not only the original crime of conviction, but also any steps an individual has taken to demonstrate personal accountability and transformation during their sentence.
Okay. You have been a victim of sexual assault yourself. What can you tell people who believe that we are safer locking up people for life?
Sure. The People's Campaign for Parole Justice believes that endless punishment actually poses a systemic barrier to healing and accountability. It ignores the diversity of needs of survivors of violence and trauma. It compounds the trauma suffered by incarcerated survivors of sexual violence and domestic violence. And it takes necessary resources away from community safety. So instead, we want healing and care for all survivors. We want opportunities for meaningful accountability for people who have committed violence and harm, and investments in community-led initiatives to prevent and respond to violence. We believe that parole reform, which expands access to release, will move us towards these goals. I think it's important to mention that even if fair and timely parole is passed and signed into law, crime victims and other community members who have concerns about a specific individual's release do have avenues to make sure their voice is heard. Crime victims can register with the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, or DOCS. They have an Office of Victim Assistance so that crime victims can receive written notifications about the parole process if the individual who harmed them is eligible for parole. They can submit a victim impact statement to the parole board for consideration. Other community members may send letters of support or opposition regarding release to the supervising offender rehabilitation coordinator at the prison in which that individual is incarcerated. As someone who is simultaneously a survivor of sexual violence and also an advocate for survivors, I need to emphasize that no one can speak for all survivors. Survivors' needs and beliefs about criminal justice are just as varied and diverse as we are. However, I can say that the People's Campaign for Parole Justice has actively included survivors and survivor advocates at every level of this campaign. I'd be happy to speak further on this, but we have also found that many survivors indicate that they tend to favor shorter prison sentences and more spending on prevention and rehabilitation. We want accountability and we want healing. And we believe that this is one step that can expand access to hope, healing, and accountability.
What is in the Parole Justice Legislative Package?
So the overall package consists of two bills, the Fair and Timely Parole Bill, which we've discussed. It also includes elder parole, which would allow incarcerated people who are age 55 or older, who have already served at least 15 years of their sentence, to appear before the parole board for a hearing to be considered for release. We are also calling on Governor Cuomo to fully staff the parole board with 19 commissioners who come from communities that have been directly affected by mass incarceration and have professional and clinical backgrounds, including social work, nursing, reentry, and other fields that allow them to evaluate incarcerated people for who they are today. The board currently has 3 vacancies. We've also noticed that the parole board tends to be vulnerable to political pressure and pressure from other advocacy organizations. We hope that fully staffing and depoliticizing the parole board will bring greater equality for incarcerated people.
Can you speak to the chance that someone eligible for parole has in actually being granted parole under the current system?
Under the current system, very few people are actually released on parole. If someone is eligible for release on parole, it means they've served the minimum period of incarceration to which they've been sentenced. In 2015, only 177 incarcerated people were released upon their first appearance before the parole board, and only 20 after subsequent appearances. So that's only 200 people in 2015. A recent investigation found that the New York State Parole Board was also significantly less likely to release Black people relative to their white counterparts. So not only is it generally unlikely that someone is released on parole under the current system, it's also rigged against Black people. If fair and timely parole is passed and signed into law, as I said earlier, the parole board will be required to grant parole to incarcerated people who are eligible for release, unless that individual presents a current and reasonable risk to community safety, which cannot be mitigated by parole supervision.
We're talking today with Chelsea Miller, the communications director of the New York State Coalition Against Sexual Assault. People who have experienced child sexual abuse, sexual assault, adverse childhood experiences, trauma, all those can lead to incarceration.
Yeah, and that's a really important point. We must always remember that survivors of crime and people impacted by mass incarceration are not two distinct groups, right? There are many survivors who have loved ones in prison, many survivors who have been criminalized for acts they've committed in the process of surviving abuse or violence, and many survivors who are incarcerated now, trying to heal from violence and abuse within the environment of our prisons. And to your point, many people who enter our prisons and jails have experienced violence and abuse prior to their incarceration. Surveys show that nearly 60% of people incarcerated in women's prisons, and as many as 94% of some women's prison populations, are survivors of violence, including rape, intimate partner violence, and child abuse. There are fewer studies asking about the trauma histories of people incarcerated in men's prisons, but we know that those histories are common there as well. We also want to emphasize that violence and abuse are also prevalent behind bars. In a survey conducted in 2020 by the Correctional Association of New York at Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, 74% of respondents indicated that they had witnessed some form of violence or abuse by staff, including physical, sexual, and verbal abuse, while 53% of respondents reported experiencing these acts of violence by staff themselves. Some of what we're trying to do is to recenter the conversation and make sure that survivors who are also impacted by incarceration, whether they are incarcerated or criminalized themselves or their loved ones are, they must also be at the center of any conversations about criminal justice reform.
What can we do to help this go through to our Governor Cuomo to sign it?
Sure. Everyone can call your assembly members, your senators, call the governor's office, and let them know that you support parole justice. If you'd like to get involved with the People's Campaign for Parole Justice, you can find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter. We are tweeting at #ParoleJusticeNYS and just start flooding the phone lines and flood social media with your support. RAP Campaign's website, rappcampaign.com. As part of National Crime Victims' Rights Week, NISCASA is collaborating with the People's Campaign for Parole Justice and the Crime Victims Treatment Center in New York City to host a Parole Justice and Survivor Justice Advocacy Day, where we will host a press conference, We will have community gatherings and legislative meetings in support of the elder parole and fair and timely parole bills, where we'll focus on expanding pathways to hope, healing, and accountability. This will be Thursday, April 22nd. We'll begin at 10 a.m. and you can register at the link in our website. Visit www.niscasa.org/calendar and you'll find it there.
And is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners?
I would like to share with listeners just that it's the right thing to do. Our system is currently rigged against us, and we hope that parole justice and these meaningful reforms regarding parole will help us redirect funds to community safety. It will help us reduce the number of people who are incarcerated in New York's prisons. And we hope to reunite families across New York.
Thank you, Chelsea, for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me. And I really appreciate you for sharing this story.